Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the host and creator of Bump in the Road. This podcast is a side trip, a super short podcast where I can share what's on my mind. And what's on my mind this time of year is the holiday tradition of gifts. There is a lull just before Christmas when the window for shipping gifts has closed. There's a strange peace to it. The emails decline in number. The frenzied ads disappear. The rumble of the UPS truck fades. Christmas, from the retail perspective, is over. Gifts can be an expression of love and care. The energy of some gifts lasts, others fade, which makes me wonder what makes for a lasting gift. I think of a set of skis. Those skis are creating good times and good memories that will last beyond the season. I think of the gift of music that will travel in your heart and soul. I think of a gift of homemade cookies. I know that I used to make all sorts of fabulous Greek cookies from my grandmother's recipes, and for me, each was a gift beyond time and place, full of love and memories. I hope the recipients felt some of that as well. I think it's the intent behind the giving that matters more than the gift. Have you ever gotten a gift that just feels empty? And on the other side, have you ever received a gift that makes your soul sing? I have a few gifts from over the years that I truly treasure. Not necessarily Christmas gifts, but meaningful ones. One is an old alpaca sweater that reaches nearly to my ankles in beautiful hues of orange, olive, and gray. It's a gift I treasure not only because it's unusual and beautiful, but because of the spirit in which it was given. It was from a very stylish elderly woman who had befriended me and opened my life to personal style beyond the workaday world. I remember she reached into her closet and told me she wanted me to have this. It had become too large for her as she shrank with age. The fibers were both subtle and breathtaking, and they were perfect for my coloring. I still have that sweater, and as I wear it, I always think of her and the love inherent in that gift. I have an old set of blocks I got one year for Christmas. Each block is part of a puzzle. Properly arranged, they create a map of each continent. I used to see how fast I could speed build a continent. I still have that block set. Every now and then, I pull it out and assemble each continent. Countries that no longer exist come to life. It speaks to me of history and time and all the experiences along the way. What's one of your favorite gifts? What does it mean to you? And what's the best gift, not necessarily the most expensive, but the most heartfelt gift you gave this year? And what did you receive from giving it? May everyone give and receive with heart this holiday season. Merry Christmas.